This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I receive a lot of questions from brothers who get into a problem of divorce. And what I find is that a lot of them don't understand how to actually divorce correctly. Even though no one likes that word, no one likes to be involved in this. But at the same time, we really need to educate our youth, especially, and young married people on the etiquette of divorce and how to do it correctly before they get into a problem where they don't know how many times they divorced or if it was correct or not and if it's counted or not or whether they were angry when they said it or not. All of these questions they ask to make sure that it was not a divorce.
طيب بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. First of all, I would like to say divorce is not something that we encourage or we see divorce as the last solutions. We see divorce can be something good and bad. You know, in Sahih Muslim, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the shaitan bring all his lieutenants. And he said, what did you do? He said, I was able to convince him to steal, to kill, to do this, to do that, to fornicate, to drink. Then one of them said, I was able to make him divorce his wife. Then he said, you the best of all of them. Mm-hmm. Because breaking a family, breaking a society, you know, it's a terrible thing. Mm-hmm. You know, kids suffer, people suffer. A lot of problem comes out of divorce.
Right.
So in general, divorce is something, many of the scholars said makruh. There is a hadith, but it's not authentic. أبغض الحلال عند الله الطلاق. It's not authentic at all. Mm. From isnad and from matn, yani both, that the most hated things to Allah, the most hated halal to Allah is a divorce. And ulama rahimahullah criticized the isnad of this hadith. It's weak, and also the meaning.
It, yeah.
It cannot be hated by Allah, and at the same time, it's halal. Mm-hmm. Right. If it's hated, it's halal.
Exactly.
So, in anyway, but the concept is correct. It's not something that it is recommended. It's something you have to take that step after exhausting, you know, many options and trial. But because we see these days, divorce became something easy. You know, just divorce. I want a divorce, you know. And became like a trend, you know, these days. And that's not a good, healthy sign. It shows, first, you don't know how to choose. You know, two, it is because people can't take responsibility. Mm-hmm. People don't put an effort. And, you know, marriage is required effort, required. There's a struggle and it's not easy. Good marriages don't happen. They have to be made. Mm-hmm. So you have to put an effort into the marriage.
Right.
Yes, at certain point, divorce can be the best solution. Because you don't want to stay in the relationship that it's a lose-lose situation. There's no benefit from it except just suffering. You know, I move on and we keep at least a lot. You don't want to get sick or illness or get a stroke or, you know, or something of that nature. Nobody will, you're not going to be able to help yourself. I don't want the kids to live and grow up in a house where you curse each other, you fight with each other, you call in police on each other all the time. That's not a healthy environment as well. So that's important introduction to be said. Mm-hmm. Another thing I want to say is divorce has rules and etiquettes. And divorce is mas'ala qada, fatwa. In another word, each case has to be looked at by a mufti. So please don't just read a couple of lines online and you basically apply it to your situation. If a case of divorce takes place, make sure you go to the imam and talk to him. Because I might come to me someone, I said, this is valid divorce, this is not valid divorce. There's a lot of things we take in consideration before we pass the ruling. So it's basically a kind of customized. For each case we have to look. Yes, there is a general principle, but we look at each case. That's why when Umar radiallahu anhu, for example, saw people that became, you know, taken lightly certain form of divorce during the Prophet ﷺ and during Abu Bakr was not counted as divorce. Umar said, no, it's a divorce now. Because you're taking it lightly and you're not respecting this. rule. So sometimes we look into things like mas'ala qada'iyya, mas'ala fatwa. It has every case we have to look at it, you know, individually. So one of the things about divorce that utalliquhunna li'iddatihin, يعني في عدتهن. You, when you divorce, there is a time for divorce. You can't just divorce anytime. As Ibn Abbas said, this verse shows you that الطلاق has a time, certain time. What these time are? What the time? That you divorce
but
a woman.
These are windows of divorce.
Yeah.
These are the times where you are able to
It's divorce. Like Salat al-Dhuhr. You right. don't pray Dhuhr in the night. There is a time for Dhuhr. There is a time for Asr. Also, right. there is a time for divorce. What is it? When a woman is free from her menses.
Right.
When a woman, after she finished her menses, to the moment the divorce was pronounced, there is no intercourse took place between you and her. So if somebody did, had an intercourse with her, cannot divorce her until, wait, until she get her period, finish her period, and after that, if you want to divorce her, you can divorce her. But if you divorce her without taking consideration these two conditions, by consensus, you have committed a sin. And there is a different opinion. Is that a valid divorce or not valid divorce? But everybody says it's haram. طلاق بدعي محرم. So it's a sin that's not allowed for you to do. And some ulama believe it counts, some it doesn't count. So you need to go to the sheikh and see what he thinks about that. Also, when you divorce a woman, you must document the divorce. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَشْهِدُوا دَوَيْ عَدْلٍ مِّنْكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الشَّهَادَةَ لِلَّهِ in Surah Al-Talaq. Make sure you take a witnesses over it. And even when you take her back, you have to make a witness. It has to be documented. You go to the messenger and have a document. Why? Because so many cases, I'm sure, Sheikh, you have the same thing. I don't know how many times I divorced her. I don't know when did you take me back in the time of Iddah or not. Did my Iddah finish? No, it didn't finish. No, I didn't mean it. No, I meant it. I don't remember. But when you have it documented and there is a documentation for it, you always can refer to it.
Right.
Exactly. And you will need that because if you want to remarry, I want to make sure that you have a divorce. So I have a documentation that you really got a divorce and you're at the finish in order for me to marry you to someone else. So it's an important documentation to be done. And the ulama rahimahullah debate, is it wajib to have witnesses or recommended? Regardless if it's wajib or not, you know, or recommended, but you should have witnesses. And when they say witnesses in divorce, it doesn't mean to witness you when you pronounce it, but you also can tell them later on, by the way, I divorced my wife today, and I want to document this. So he cannot deny that later on, as some husbands do. Also, I want to say, it's shameful, and it's haram as well, one of the forms of talaq al-bid'i, that you divorce three times at once. I divorce you. I divorce you. No, only one time. You're not allowed to divorce three times at one time. That's talaq bid'i. You should not say that. Because there is a reason why Islam give you three chances. You just don't blow it in one time. You know, there is a reason. If you don't want her back, don't take her back. So that's been said. That's also something people take the word talaq lightly. In some culture, they divorce over everything. Come, my wife is divorced. Maybe people in the West don't understand that, but whoever live in Arab culture, you know, my wife is divorced if you don't come eat at my house. What?
It's like you're playing.
Like that's
the
how the value
thing.
Of the marriage, the value of your wife is, just over a food, or you know.
That's a sign of immaturity.
Immaturity, disrespect, and you, I don't know, no value of the marriage and divorce. So this been said also, I want to say finally, final point for me. فَأَمْسِكُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ فَارِقُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ Keep them in goodness or leave them with goodness. فَإِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ
بِإِحْسَانٍ
Leave them with graciousness. You know, when we leave each other's, it doesn't need to be nasty. I hate to say that, but because I cannot generalize too. But many people come to me and tell me, Sheikh, why we are not like some non-Muslim who, when they divorce, they still keep
they're
good
civil.
Relationships,
yeah,
civil,
civil yeah.
You know, move on in my life. Why it has to be nasty? Why you have to be like hatred and we sue each other and we go into fights and stuff like that? You know, just let it go. Sometimes it's more of ego, revenge. It's not going to benefit you anything. Just move on. You know, forgive and forget. And move on in your life, especially if you have kids. Allah يقول ولا تنسوا الفضل بينكم. There were good things between you.
I mean, you had good times. Yeah. All of a sudden, this is all forgotten.
Yeah. And regardless of the divorce initiated by the man or the divorce initiated by the woman, which is خلع, or by the a third party تطليق يعني تفريق يعني divorce them from each other's, you know. We need to learn how to move on and you know, if there is a dispute, if there is no need for wasting your money over courts and lawyers and like hundreds of thousands of dollars goes into waste. Maybe you can use arbitrations, you know, at least Islamically, you know what is your right. And it's not allowed for you to take anything, it's not allowed for you to have, that's haram. Even if the court give it to you, it doesn't mean that it is halal for you to take it. Also, if the court does not obligate you to do certain things, but in Islam you must pay it or you must give it, not because you didn't legally obligate to it, you can go away with it. No, but you have to, and you will be asking the Day of Judgment about that. And you will be asked about your family, especially your children. So I hope these words can really touch your heart, whoever listening to me and going through this, that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for you. And also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to be able to apply the Sharia and the rules and the adab and the etiquettes of Islam while we're married, while we are together, or when we leave each other. And the beautiful story of this alim, when he had a problem with his wife, he divorced her. So they asked him before divorce, he said, "That's my wife, I'm not going to tell you anything about her." So after the divorce, he was asked, he said, "She's my sister. I will not say anything bad about her."
Yeah. SubhanAllah. That's the spirit. That's the Islamic behavior. You're still Muslim. If she's your wife, she's your wife. If she's not, she's your sister in Islam, and you should protect her either
way. Mother of my children and someone I lived with.
Right. You protect her either way. Right.
And your husband too.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh. That was beautiful. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.